Hi, I'm Tom Coffin, CEO and president and co-founder of Simply Reliable Incorporated. Welcome to the Smartpreneur Podcast. What's a smartpreneur, you might ask? Well, a smartpreneur, in our opinion, is someone that focuses on working on their business, not just in their business. And our Smartpreneur Podcasts are designed to bring you some relevant information each week about your business and different parts of that business. It could be marketing, it could be workflow, it could be labor, it could be business operations, many things that we'll talk about each week on the podcast. You can also check out our Smartpreneur blog at simplyreliable.com. And of course, our Smartpreneur podcast is brought to you by Simply Reliable, makers of Smart Office and Design Machine, the complete end-to-end solution for business process for systems integrators. So thanks for joining us today, and I hope you enjoy the show. This week on the Smartpreneur Podcast, our guest is Jason Sayin. Jason is the founder of I Am Sayin. Please welcome Jason Sayin. Well, greetings, Smartpreneurs. How are you out there today? I hope you're doing great. I know I'm doing great because guess who's here? Jason Sayin. Say hello, Jason.
Hey, Tom. How you doing? Good to see you.
You too, man. I really appreciate you coming on and starting to get cold out there, I think. But we're both in Florida, so we're staying warm, right?
Yeah, it doesn't affect us as much.
So, Smartpreneurs, if it's a little bit cold out there, you know, turn up the fire. And just, you know, come around the computer and listen to a Smartpreneur podcast, and we'll try and not only entertain but hopefully educate. So, Jason, this week on the Smartpreneur podcast, we're going to talk about your latest blog out there on the Smartpreneur blog. And this one is an interesting way of saying what you're trying to convey, which is: are your employees unconsciously competent? Now, there's probably a word you probably have not heard too much in the past, but it's a real thing. So I'm sure that our Smartpreneurs are aware, and some are unaware, I suppose, as they say, but, you know, learners are not aware of how little or how much they know about a given subject. I learned this from reading Jason's blog. So, Jason, would you maybe take me through the four-phase learning cycle? You know, maybe tell me what it is or tell us what it is and where it came from.
Yeah, absolutely. So the four-phase learning cycle was developed to help us understand how people learn. And it was developed in the 70s by Gordon Training International. And what they set out to do is define phases of learning to create a structure in which you could develop training and education programs to connect people at the different levels, right? Because we don't all learn differently. And on a given subject, I may know more than you and you may know less than me or vice versa, right? So whenever we encounter something new, take, for example, ChatGPT, we start off with zero knowledge. So as we go through the four phases, we can go from novice to expert, assuming we take the proper training that is aligned with the phase that we're in. So I use ChatGPT, and I'm connected on LinkedIn with some experts that have newsletters and prompt instructions, but I haven't read a lot of that yet because it's a little over my head, so I'm still learning.
Gotcha. So can you take us through the four phases? You know, what are they?
Yeah, absolutely. So the four phases are made up of four parts: unconscious incompetence, conscious competence, conscious incompetence, and then conscious competence. So say that, you know, four times real fast. Unconscious incompetence is kind of, you know, think of you don't know what you don't know, right? You literally know nothing about it. So if we continue down the path of ChatGPT, you know, at some point I knew nothing about it. I think it was last November I saw an article about its explosive growth. So it piqued my interest. I started reading it and reading articles and checking out the website. I was still determining if this was something that, you know, is really useful to me, you know, and what the use case of the software was. But I was in that unconscious incompetence, you know, phase. Sure. And eventually, as I learned more, I became consciously competent, meaning I knew what I wasn't aware of. So now I know about the subject, but I'm also well aware of what I don't know. And, you know, if I was to go to go somewhere and it comes up in a conversation, I knew about the topic, but I was well aware that I couldn't contribute to that conversation. So those are the, you know, the first two phases. And then as you continue to, you know, develop more skills about the topic, you become conscious incompetence, meaning you know enough to be dangerous. So now I can talk about ChatGPT. I've even used it. I maybe even gotten some results, but I probably couldn't teach it to someone else, right? Or I shouldn't, because I know enough to be dangerous. And then the last phase is conscious competence. You know this so well that you don't even realize it. And when you reach this stage, it's complete muscle memory. I could sit down, open up an app, start using it without even realizing it, doing the prompts and all the things that, you know, if you're familiar with ChatGPT, you know what I'm talking about. So again, take, for example, tying a shoe, right? At one point, you had no idea how to tie a shoe. And then someone spent time teaching you the technique and you practiced it. And now you get up every day and, you know, if you have shoes that tie, you tie your shoes without even thinking about it, right? And so that's the ultimate level of skill knowledge that you're hoping that your employees can achieve.
Very good. Very good. You're right. That is a tongue twister, all those, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. I think there was a scientist involved in naming those phases.
Almost as good as the, you know, all the, what do they call those? People can't remember industry acronyms. Yeah.
Yep.
PCMCIA. People can't remember industry acronyms, you know. Those guys make up a lot of those things too. So that's really cool. But, you know, what benefit of understanding how people learn really affects a business owner and manager? How can this benefit them? I sense there's some really big benefit in there that somebody will get out of this.
Yeah, great question. I mean, there's multiple areas within your organization you could use this. I mean, ultimately, as a business owner, you want your employees to be able to do, you know, their job in their sleep, right? But by using or applying the lens of the four-phase learning cycle, you can recognize where each person is at in the process related to their role or function. And you can figure out where the knowledge gaps are or skill gaps so that they can get the training that they need, right? And that could be everything from, well, we have an accountant who has good general knowledge of QuickBooks, but, you know, where are they at in the phases to determine what kind of training they need to become a master? Because that's eventually what you want all your employees to be at. So a good way to test someone, because nobody's ever going to admit, you know, they might admit what level they're at. But, you know, as you get to that third level, which is, you know, enough to be dangerous, a lot of those people sometimes think they're the master, right? So a good way to test them is basically, you know, give them the opportunity to teach a given skill to the rest of the team. And so aside from possible stage fright issues or presentation skills, if they can't do a great job explaining how to do something, then they probably are still stuck in either phase two or three, which is okay, because now you have identified that skills gap and you can go get the training that they need. So again, going back to our example with our accountant, if we ask them to say, hey, show us how to send an invoice to a client, if they're kind of fumbling their way through it, again, you could probably identify whether they're just nervous or whether they actually know what they're doing. And again, it's not a bad thing, but you've just identified the type of training they need, right? You could do that same thing with having your technicians teach the rest of your team how to terminate cables. Maybe you're having issues with cable termination. You don't want to point fingers. Give them the opportunity to teach the team. If they're struggling, then you know they need some additional training in that area. So this understanding the four phases and being able to apply it through that lens within your organization really helps identify those skill gaps.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. That was a great analogy for that. Well, Smartpreneurs, I hope you enjoyed that. More? Got more knowledge for us?
No, I just said thanks.
Okay. Well, you'll have to wait till next time, Smartpreneurs, to get more knowledge out of Jason, but I'm sure he'll be back. So we'll catch up with them again. So Smartpreneurs, again, thanks for being with us this week. You can always catch up on reading the Smartpreneur blogs and listening or watching Smartpreneur podcasts. You can see them or listen to them wherever they're out there. But you can also go right to our website, simplereliable.com, click on resources and you'll see Smartpreneur blog and Smartpreneur podcast, and you can read them and watch them there as well. So, hey, Jason, again, thanks for being with us. If the Smartpreneurs wanted to get a hold of you, what's the best way for them to find you?
Best way is to head over to my website, which is iamsan.com. Click on the Contact Us tab and fill out the information to set up a meeting.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, do that, Smartpreneurs. I think you'll really get a lot of benefit out of it. And we'll see you guys next time on the Smartpreneur podcast. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks for having me, Tom.
Of course.